Welcome to Commercial Property Briefing. I'm Georgina. Today, Suffolk. Here's the headline. Suffolk is the most strategically important coastal and rural commercial property county in the east of England. A four-engine market spanning the county town, financial services and port economy at Ipswich. The UK's largest container port at Felixstowe, the offshore wind operations base at Lowestoft, and the cathedral and brewing town of Bury St Edmunds, with the global capital of thoroughbred racing at Newmarket, adding an economy no other English geography replicates. Let me set the scene. Suffolk is a county of around 770,000 people. But unlike Cambridgeshire to the west, the population is more evenly distributed. Ipswich is the largest centre, at around 137,500. A Tier 1 county town, working North Sea port and a long-standing financial services cluster around XA UK and Willis Towers Watson. Lowestoft, the easternmost point of the United Kingdom, follows at 71,000. Bury St Edmunds at around 45,000. Then Haverhill, Felixstowe, Newmarket, Stowmarket and Sudbury, each between 13 and 27,000 residents. Geographically, the county is anchored by two transport spines and a coastline. The A14 runs east to west from the Felixstowe container port through Ipswich, Stowmarket, Bury St Edmunds and Newmarket out to the Midlands, the busiest freight corridor in the United Kingdom and the artery that connects Felixstowe to the national distribution network. The A12 runs north to south along the eastern Suffolk coast through Ipswich up to Lowestoft. The Great Eastern Main Line offers 65 to 70 minute Ipswich to Liverpool Street services with a branch to Felixstowe, and the East Suffolk Line connects Ipswich to Lowestoft. The Suffolk coast and heaths area of outstanding natural beauty, the AONB, covers most of the eastern county between the A12 and the North Sea, generating planning friction on coastal development that materially shapes lender appetite for any leisure, hotel or coastal residential investment programme along that belt. In commercial property terms, that gives you four engines pulling in the same county. Ipswich anchors a financial services and town centre economy alongside a working dock handling grain, agri-bulk and timber. Felixstowe hosts the Port of Felixstowe, operated by Hutchison Ports under CK Hutchison Holdings, handling roughly 36% of UK container traffic. Lowestoft is the operations and maintenance base for the southern North Sea offshore wind sector, anchored by Ørsted and the East Anglia One, Greater Gabbard and Hornsea wind farms. Bury St Edmunds is the historic cathedral and market town of West Suffolk, anchored by Green King's Westgate Brewery and the British Sugar Refinery, and Newmarket. Globally, the capital of thoroughbred racing is home to Tattersalls, the Jockey Club, the National Stud, and roughly 70 training yards. Sudbury rounds out the picture as the Star Valley silk weaving town, with operating mills including Vanners and Stephen Walters and Sons still in production. Why should an investor care? Because that four-engine structure makes Suffolk a more diversified but lower-density version of Cambridgeshire. Pricing is tighter than Norfolk, looser than Cambridgeshire, with a county-wide commercial median ranging from about £152,500 in Lowestoft up to £295,000 in Bury St Edmunds. Let me give you the numbers. HM Land Registry, the government body that records every property transaction in England and Wales, recorded 2,768 commercial-leaning transactions across the eight principal Suffolk towns over the rolling 5 years to the first quarter of this year. That sits alongside just over 17,000 residential transactions, and the concentration is striking. Ipswich alone accounts for 1,101 transactions, just under 40% of the county total, making it materially the most active commercial property market in Suffolk and one of the larger non-cathedral city markets in the wider east of England. Now let's talk about where the action is. The top three towns for commercial activity. First, Ipswich. 1,100 transactions over the rolling window, a median commercial price of around £212,000 and an upper quartile of just under £313,000. The Occupier lineup is genuinely national. AXA UK and Willis Towers Watson anchor the financial services axis along Prince's Street and Civic Drive. The Port of Ipswich and the Waterfront Regeneration Zone provide a working port and mixed-use overlay. Four acuitous auction lots have come through over the window, concentrated on Tavern Street and the Felixstowe Road. The print to remember, 25 to 27 Tavern Street, sold post-auction by Acuitas in 2024, a clean prime-pitch town centre print. A second Tavern Street lot, the EE-occupied unit at 37 to 39, has been withdrawn both prior and post across two consecutive catalogues, which tells you the seller-buyer gap on prime corporate-let high street stock has at times been wider than the auction format could close. Second, Bury St Edmunds. 520 transactions, the highest commercial median in the county at £295,000, and an upper quartile of £425,000. Green King's Westgate Brewery and the British Sugar Refinery anchor the industrial occupier base. The Cornhill, Buttermarket and Ark shopping centre pitches sit at the affluent cathedral town end of the regional retail market and have held up materially better than UK secondary high streets. No Acuitas prints across the window. Investment activity in Bury St Edmunds proceeds primarily off-market through agents and private sales, which is itself diagnostic of a tightly held investor base. Third, Newmarket. 208 transactions, a median of £230,000, and a notably elevated upper quartile of around £460,000, reflecting a fat tail of high-ticket, bloodstock and equestrian-related freehold stock. Newmarket dominates the Suffolk public auction record. Six Acuitas lots across the rolling window. 10 10A and 10B Market Street cleared at £387,000 in February 2024. 24 Market Street at £325,000 in March of this year. 18 to 20 High Street at £330,000 in December last year. 74 and 76 High Street at £680,000 in May last year. The Tesco Express at 84 to 86 High Street sold prior earlier in 2025. And Linden House at King's Court on Willie Snaith Road, an out-of-centre office park asset, sold prior in February of this year. The pattern reads as a deep, well-bid town centre investment market on covenant strength and limited alternative supply. Worth a word on the smaller towns too. Lowestoft, 310 transactions, a median of just £152,500, the bottom of the county and a clean reflection of a peripheral coastal secondary high street market, still working through its repricing cycle. Two Acuitas prints frame that picture. 53 London Road North sold in December 2025 at £200,000 and 77 to 79 London Road North under offer in March this year. Stowmarket, 184 transactions, a median of £282,000, with a single Acuitas print, the Specsavers unit at 11 Ipswich Street, sold March 2025 at £275,000, a clean covenant-let small-town retail anchor on the A14 corridor. Felixstowe, 181 transactions, a median of £210,000. Most logistics activity around the port is occupier-led, lease-driven, and rarely surfaces in the public freehold data. So the headline transaction count understates the corridor reality dramatically. Sudbury and Haverhill complete the picture as smaller market towns with balanced retail and office bases and tightly held freehold stock. So let's talk about the yield environment overall. Suffolk is a relatively active public auction county for its size. 13 Acuitas lots across the window, 6 in Newmarket, 4 in Ipswich, 2 in Lowestoft and 1 in Stowmarket, making it the most concentrated source of public yield evidence in our wider East of England dataset. The pattern is clear. Newmarket prime pitch high street retail trades on a deep bid driven by tourism and racing footfall and limited alternative supply. Ipswich Town Centre prime corporate let stock has at times struggled to close in the auction format. Lowestoft Secondary High Street remains at the wider end of its post-2022 repricing range. Stowmarket Covenant lets small town retail clears cleanly when the print is right. Reading across the rest of the market, Prime of 14 Corridor Logistics around Felixstowe and Bury St Edmunds trades materially tighter than the county auction prints would suggest. Closer to UK prime distribution benchmarks given the Felixstowe port covenant and the structural growth in containerised import flows. Bury St Edmunds professional office stock prices in line with Cathedral Town affluent secondary benchmarks. Direction of travel through the back end of last year and the start of this year has been mixed. Prime Newmarket High Street and A14 Logistics have continued to find compression on covenant and demand, while Lowestoft and parts of Ipswich Secondary High Street have remained at the wider end of their post-2022 repricing range. Which brings us to lender appetite. Suffolk is a well-served lending county, but the lender map looks materially different across the four economic submarkets. Around Ipswich and the A14 corridor, every UK high street bank with a commercial book competes for the headline financial services, port adjacent and prime mixed-use deals. Covenant strength on AXA. Willis Towers Watson and Hutchison Ports drives pricing inside national benchmarks. Challenger banks. Aldermore, Shawbrook, Oaknorth, Alica, Hampshire Trust dominate the £500,000 to £10 million mid-market across special-purpose company-owned residential investment, town centre office and mixed-use stock, and along the A14 logistics belt. Specialist lenders, together, Lend Invest, Octane, Roma, Glenhawk, handle bridging, refurbishment and light development deals into the Ipswich waterfront and town centre conversion pipeline. In Bury St Edmunds and Newmarket, the mix tilts more heavily towards challengers and specialist commercial lenders for the same mid-market range, with high street banks dominant at the larger corporate occupier end. Newmarket in particular benefits from a small but established equestrian specialist finance niche, bloodstock secured lending, training yard freehold finance and stud farm refinancing, handled by a combination of high street agricultural teams at Lloyds, NatWest, Oxbury and Clydesdale, and specialist private bank desks. Felixstowe industrial and logistics deals into the port footprint typically attract high street and challenger banks competing on covenant strength. Lowestoft's offshore wind operations base draws specialist energy and infrastructure lenders alongside the high street commercial books on owner-occupied deals. The wider Lowestoft town centre and coastal hospitality market is more specialist-led on smaller deal sizes, with a clear premium for assets outside the AONB belt. What to be cautious about? Along the Suffolk coast and Heath's AONB belt, much of the Felixstowe to Lowestoft hinterland, planning friction is the dominant constraint. With heritage coast designations, sites of special scientific interest and the AONB management framework materially extending programme on any tourism, hotel or coastal residential investment developments. Coastal flood and erosion risk is a parallel constraint along the Lowestoft and Felixstowe seafronts. In Ipswich, the dominant risks are conventional secondary market, short WAULT town centre office stock, that's weighted average unexpired lease term, around the Tavern Street and Prince's Street fringe, and weaker covenant convenience retail in outer estates. In Newmarket, the equestrian economy concentration is itself a risk vector. Bloodstock cycles and racing economy capital expenditure are correlated, and lenders apply tighter sensitivities on stud farm and training yard refinancing than on conventional rural commercial. Outlook. The 12-month picture for Suffolk Commercial Property Finance through to Q2 2027 splits along the four-engine axis. Along the A14 corridor, Felixstowe to Bury St Edmunds via Ipswich and Stowmarket, the structural growth in containerised import flows through the port of Felixstowe and the continued pressure on inland UK distribution capacity should keep prime logistics yields tight and rental growth firmly positive. In Ipswich and Bury St Edmunds professional services and prime retail, the outlook is more conventional, stabilisation rather than further repricing on covenant strength, with secondary office and weaker covenant retail continuing to clear at the wider end. Newmarket's prime high street and equestrian adjacent investment market should continue to find a deep bid on tourism and racing economy footfall. The principal swing factors are the AONB planning regime. Every quarter that consented coastal supply lags occupier demand pushes further pricing premium into already consented stock, and the offshore wind investment pipeline at Lowestoft, where the next round of Southern North Sea capital expenditure decisions will materially shape the town's commercial occupier base into 2027 and beyond. If you're considering a commercial property deal in Suffolk, get in touch with us at commercialmortgagesbroker.co.uk. I'm Georgina. This has been your Q2 2026 briefing.